dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. And of St. Thomas, we know really relatively little about him. The details of his life in the Gospel are few. We have a few phrases that we know. When Jesus was called to Bethany because Lazarus was dying, Thomas said, "Let us go and die with him." We know the famous phrase, the phrase for which he's remembered, which we heard in today's gospel, of his proclamation of doubt, or his refusal to believe, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And then, of course, his remarkable proclamation of faith upon seeing our risen Lord, "My Lord and my God." He's known to us generally in common conversation. We refer to him as St. Thomas, or the Doubting Thomas. It's a phrase that's come into popular usage for anybody who expresses disbelief about something we know to be true. We call him a Doubting Thomas. And this is perhaps might be a dishonorable legacy by which to be remembered, and it's also not exactly fair, because we should remember that all of the apostles doubted in the beginning. Our Lord first appeared to Mary Magdalene on the day of the resurrection, and she went to tell the apostles, at least the reference in the Gospel of Mark is she went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. So it's a little bit unfair to single out Thomas, but he's remembered in this way. And yet, according to St. Gregory the Great, the episode in the Gospel that we heard today, for which he's mainly known and remembered by most, was actually not simply an episode that happened by chance, but rather was by God's providence for our good. As St. Gregory the Great says, "Dearly beloved, what do you see in these events? Do you really believe that it was by chance that this chosen disciple was absent, then came and heard and doubted and touched and believed? It was not by chance, but in God's providence. In a marvelous way, God's mercy arranged that the disbelieving disciple, in touching the wounds of his master's body, should heal our wounds of disbelief. The disbelief of Thomas has done more for our faith than the faith of the other disciples. As he touches Christ and is won over to belief, every doubt is cast aside and our faith is strengthened. So the disciple who doubted, then felt Christ's wounds, becomes a witness to the reality of the resurrection." So, St. Thomas's disbelief in God's providence was really for our benefit. And in any case, that's not the end of the story with St. Thomas, but like the other apostles, he went on to evangelize. And in particular, St. Thomas went perhaps as far or farther than the other apostles, geographically speaking, in spreading the word of God. He went beyond the confines of the Roman Empire. And tradition tells us that he went as far as Persia and possibly, or probably, even India. In India, he's known and revered as the evangelist of their land. St. Gregory also goes on to sum up the importance of the lesson of St. Thomas's, we could say, conversion from disbelief to faith, which did not simply end with his statement, "My Lord and my God," but then became the motive for the rest of his life and led then to a life of good works. And that's the point that St. Gregory makes for us, because he says we are referred to directly by our Lord in this gospel regarding St. Thomas's proclamation of faith after his doubt. "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." There is here a particular reference to ourselves. We hold in our hearts one we have not seen in the flesh. We are included in these words, and then this is the important part, but only if we follow up our faith with good works. The true believer practices what he believes. But of those who pay only lip service to faith, Paul has this to say: they profess to know God, but they deny him in their works. Therefore, James says, faith without works is dead. My brothers and sisters in Christ, through baptism, all of us have received the gift of faith, a supernatural gift from God that must become manifest then in our lives, and our works must proclaim our faith. And so we have to seek always deeper conversion and pray to God that our works will be converted from self-serving to serving God and his neighbor, God and our neighbor, in building up the church and the kingdom of Christ. And St. Thomas then is for us an example who went from doubt to zeal and became a witness even unto death. The martyrology says this of him: "At Kalmina, near Madras in India, the martyrdom of the Apostle Thomas, he announced the gospel to the Parthians and finally came to India. After he had converted numerous tribes to Christianity, he was pierced with lances at the king's command." And so St. Thomas, chosen by Christ as a witness and a teacher, is for us an example, though we may at times be plagued by doubt. Through his intercession, let us be confident in the witness that he and the other apostles gave, even to the shedding of their own blood, and let us believe. Praise be Jesus and Mary.